1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It was a day of mass demonstrations in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem against the Israeli government's handling of the war against Hamas and the failure to get a hostage deal. The protests were sparked by the discovery of six dead hostages in Gaza. Speaking through a BBC interpreter is Arnon Bar-David, who leads Israel's largest labor union.
I call on the people of Israel to take to the streets this evening, tomorrow, leave the workplaces.
Speaking through a BBC interpreter, that was Arnon Bar-David, who was calling for a general strike Monday in Israel. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted, saying whoever murders hostages does not want a deal.
All they care about is the politics, and they didn't approve to do a deal with Hamas, and so our loved ones are still there.
This latest development has led thousands in Israel to take to the streets, fed up with Netanyahu's handling of the crisis.
CBS News has confirmed that White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met virtually today with the families of American hostages in Gaza. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinians have been gathering at three health centers. BBC's Lucy Williamson reports it's part of an emergency vaccination program.
As the UN begins vaccinating against polio in Gaza, a dose is easy to give. But carrying out a mass immunization campaign here is a huge challenge.
Since discovering the virus, UN agencies have been racing to set up an emergency mass vaccination program.
UNICEF is looking to inoculate 640,000 children and babies across Gaza. In Seattle, hotel workers, some of the 10,000 who are striking today against major hotels, mostly Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt properties in cities across the country, they're striking for higher pay, increased staffing, and reduced workloads. This Labor Day weekend strike is planned to last for 3 days and may spread to other hotel chains. Former President Donald Trump has been endorsed by Republican Utah Governor Spencer Cox. This comes as Trump recently seemed to be changing his positions on abortion. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey told CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Kamala Harris will respond.
And on issue after issue, protecting the middle class, a well-functioning economy, standing up for reproductive freedom, these are all things that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz believe in and will fight for, and things that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance don't know the first thing about and cannot deliver on.
Scottie Scheffler is now the FedEx Cup golf champion with its $25 million bonus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, sunshine 74 on Monday. Monday night, clear 48, sunny and 75 for Tuesday, a little breezy. For Tuesday night, clear skies, a low of 50, sunshine and 78 on your Wednesday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That was Bob Marley with Three Little Birds, and that is going to kick off this very special episode of Seth Faces the Music. Welcome, one and all. Thanks so much for joining me today. That's right, we have been on the air for 3 years now. I can hardly believe it, but it's time to celebrate, everyone. So let's sit back, relax, and join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Today, it's all about the number three as we move along on our list. Up next, we've got a classic from The Cure, from the album of the same name. Here's Three Imaginary Boys. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And that was The Selector from their classic album Too Much Pressure. That was 3 Minute Hero. Before that, we heard from Mr. Ben Harper an instrumental called The Three of Us from his record Welcome to the Cruel World. And before that, we heard from one of soul's best, Wilson Pickett, the Wicked One, with Soul Dance Number 3. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music, including a song from a man named after an entree. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get hungry. So stay right here on WFHR.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
cool cats. Three cool cats.
Parked on the corner in a beat-up car, dividing up a nickel candy bar, talking all about how sharp they are, these
three cool cats. Three cool chicks. Three cool chicks.
I'm walking down the street, I'm swinging their hips, splitting up a bag of potato chips.
One of my all-time favorite vocal groups, the Coasters, with Three Cool Cats. And before that, an epic from one Meatloaf, real name Marvin Adair, with Two Out of Three Ain't Bad from his monstrous-selling album, Bat Out of Hell. Up next, we have a folk singer that is somewhat forgotten today. He was actually quite influential in the mid-60s as the folk revival hit it big. He hit it big too, but maybe not as much as some other folk rock groups like the Byrds or something like that. He pretty much stayed with the folk scene. His name is Mr. Richie Havens, and here he is with 3 Day Eternity.
You know the reason you act way you do, and so do I, and so do I, babe. I've seen the things you've never shown me to. Why should I cry, babe? Had you only heard me calling from the rainbow limbo of now, where you never and with some strange power, you cancel the hour that comes bringing all that we can borrow. So close your eyes to the hand upon the clock. There is no time, no such thing as time, babe, to sit so closely to the door, counting on the knock. There are no signs, babe. If you could only see the thousands of today's I'm standing in between, all because you hold my hand so tightly as we both walk. And we laugh and we talk all about
don't understand her. I love my sister, her name's Miranda. The boys from uptown, they can't stand her. The more she denies them, the more they demand her. But she just wanna lay in bed all night, reading Raymond Chandler. She got high heel shoes, she sings blues. She says abracadabra when she goes down on you. She got a sister and her name is Anita. Anita got one peculiar feature. Every time that they come to meet her, she turns out like a jungle cheetah. She got spiky shoes, she hums the blues. She says razor when she goes down on you. There's another one that makes a trio. Her name is Sally, they call her Cleo. She's a Leo. She gets a flat in Soho. She breaks the ceiling every time she twirls her mojo. But she ain't got no shoes, never had the blues. She ain't never gonna go down on you. I wish that all the girls were my sister, that all the dates would call me mister. You know, sisters are the only ones that talk to me true. Hey, you could be my sister too. I love my sister named Miranda. The boys from uptown, they can't stand her. The more she denies them, the more they demand her. But she just wanna lay in bed all night, read Raymond Chandler. She got high heel shoes, ah, oh, she sings the blues. She said Africa flat when she goes down on you. She got my sister and her name is Anita. Anita got one peculiar feature. Every time that they come to meet her, she turns out like a jungle cheetah. And she got those spike shoes, she just hums the blues. She says razor when she goes down on you. There's another one that makes a trio. Her name is Sally, but they call her Cleo. She's Leo. She got a flat in some hole. She breaks the ceiling every time she draws her mojo. But she ain't got no shoes. Sally never had the blues. And she ain't never gonna go down on you.
There's only two songs in me, and I just wrote the third. Don't know where I got the inspiration or how I wrote the words. Spent my whole life just digging up my music's shallow grave for the two songs in me and the third one I just made. A rich man once told me, hey, life's a funny thing. A poor man once told me that he can't afford to speak. Now I'm in the middle like a bird without a beak, 'cause there's just two songs in me and I just wrote the third. Don't know where I got the inspiration or how I wrote the words. Spent my whole life just digging up my music's shallow grave for the two songs in me and the third one I just made. So I went to the president and I asked, oh, what's his name? Has he ever gotten writer's block or something like the same? He just started talking like he was on TV. If there's just two songs in you, boy, what do you want from me? So I bought myself some denim pants and a silver guitar, but I politely told the ladies he'll still have to call me sir, 'cause I have to keep my self-respect. I'll never be a star, since there's just two songs in me, and this is number three.
They Might Be Giants. Number three, the third song from their debut album, also called They Might Be Giants. Have I mentioned they're my favorite band? And before that, a fascinating gentleman who was more known as a poet, but he also liked his rock and roll. In fact, the movie Basketball Diaries is about his early life. That was Jim Carroll Band with Three Sisters from his album Catholic Boy. Stay tuned, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have a song from one of the great funk groups of all time. A little bit later in their career, they softened their sound a little bit, made some really great ballads, including the one coming up next here on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine, 74 on Monday. Monday night, clear, 48. Sunny and 75 for Tuesday, a little breezy. For Tuesday night, clear skies, a low of 50. Sunshine and 78 on your Wednesday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I yes, you once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. I love you. When we are together, the moments I cherish with every beat of my heart.
touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us
Thank you.
jumping off point for both Brian Eno and Brian Ferry. That was Roxy Music from their album Country Life 3 and 9. And before that, we had The Commodores with, oh man, one of the great ballads of all time, sung by, of course, Lionel Richie. That was Three Times a Lady. Coming up next, we have a band that has been described as the greatest bar band of all time. It was a band that was extremely popular in their native Canada, and they had a cult following here in the United States. They called it a day in 2017 with the untimely death of lead singer Gord Downie, but here they are in all their glory. This is the Tragically Hip with Three Pistols.
Dreamed you were a jewel, sitting on a golden crown on my head, my head, my head. Look at the tiny oceans in my hand. Waves of liquid colors touch the sand. Oh, I dreamed you were a jewel sitting on a golden crown on my head, my my
some folky and weirdy goodness there. That was Donovan from his record Sunshine Superman, Three Kingfishers. That's going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for today, everyone. Don't worry, hour two is just around the corner. Going to continue our show about the number three here on our third anniversary, the second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's
a
whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.